Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. On the Klamath Indian Reservation in the 1900s, fourth grade was the highest level available to Indians. Nevertheless, Dib and Cook got a broad education, learning to hunt, find wild vegetables, and fish for salmon. He repeated fourth grade four times, just to learn everything he could. Eventually, Dibin attended the Sherman Institute, an Indian boarding school in Southern California, and the Haskell Institute in Lawrence, Kansas. His plans to attend Kansas University failed when he returned to the reservation to help his family. Dibin never wasted his education or his time. For about 50 years, he served as the elected Klamath Tribe Secretary. Before the tribe was terminated, Dibin attended congressional hearings to oppose the action. Dibin remained in Sprague River and lived to see Congress reinstate the Klamath Tribe in 1986. Dibin and his wife raised two daughters and three nephews. Dibin ran a leather repair shop, served on the PTA and the Chiloquin School Board, and in his 70s, he helped organize the Klamath Culture Camp, demonstrating his energy, talents, and community commitment. When he died at 98, Tribal Chairman Alan Foreman described Dibin's contributions as incalculable. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.